Penguin Random House Audio presents The Last Buccaneer by Matthew Pearl. Read for you by Simon Vance and J.D. Jackson. 1. Clover. Some books are to be tasted, others are to be swallowed, and some few to be chewed and digested. Francis Bacon. No, I suppose you never heard of such a creature. E.C. Fergins. Back in my salad days, laboring for the New York Central and Hudson River Railroad Company, I would always keep an eye out to see if he would enter our car before the hour of departure. Expecting some pretty lass, are we? The cook, grumbling with sarcasm, would ask me as I was scrubbing a table or polishing silverware to a blinding shine. The man I would look for was given no more attention inside the cars than the bootblack or the traveling baker balancing his bread tray over his long arms. I suppose most people probably never looked at him long enough to take in his appearance. Middle-aged, middle height, shaped like a plum, he had white metal-rimmed spectacles and a sharp nose and chin. His substantial and intelligent mouth was always busily readying itself for a smile, a song, or a whistle, or a shape of surprise. He would maneuver his bulky cart down the aisle of the train, a striped umbrella and his soft felt hat tucked above the top shelf of books. Reaching our dining car, he would push his bright green cart to me. Both of us had found the only man on the train who appreciated the other. "My favorite customer," he would cheer me on.